Hi, Audio Boo. I may be late in doing this boo, but I thought I might as well do it. And I'll do the apps that I've got on my phone. And I hope this is helpful to anyone who's interested or whatever. I don't use all the apps, and I'll say which ones are accessible and which ones aren't. So I have Passbook, which obviously that just comes with the phone. So Akinator, which is basically it's like a game thing. I don't know why I even got it, but I use it sometimes when I'm really, really bored. Which basically guesses who you're, like, you think of a character, real or fake, sort of celebrity or fictional, and then it kind of asks you questions and then it guesses what it is. It's really weird. But yeah, it's cool. Al Jazeera English. I hardly use it, but sometimes I do, like, you know, for any interesting programs there are. Sometimes there's live feeds. Gmail, I do use that because my SOAS, the uni I go to, has Gmail. It uses Gmail, even though it says soas.co.uk. ITV Player is not very accessible. I hardly ever use it. To be honest, I don't know why I have it. Ladida. It's amazing. It kind of auto-tunes your voice. You can do all these weird effects. It costs money, though. M-Cycles is a period diary. PayPal here, it's because I have a business, which is very fledgling right now. It's just very small at the moment, but I've got a PayPal for that. Red Laser, I hardly ever use it, but whenever, like, it's to scan things, and it'll tell you where it's from and the product. Say Hi, Translate. Yeah, you can either speak and it'll translate into a different language and you can hear how it sounds, or if that's unavailable, it'll write it out, which is really cool. It has loads of different languages. Skype is really good. It's accessible as well. GLH is a cab app, which I use for uni. Netflix. Netflix is amazing. It's really, really good selection of movies and accessible iBooks. Instagram, Shazam, YouTube, these are all accessible apps. Islamic, BBC iPlayer, these are all accessible. Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, 4OD, Audible is amazing. Audioboo, obviously, I'm recording. Tango is not very accessible at all. Viber is accessible.